Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home for your next Disney or Universal vacation, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. Show's also being brought to you by American Tourist Travel. Let us book your next Disney vacation, Universal vacation, or any other vacation you can dream of at americantouristtravel.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for Disney World, Universal Studios, or anywhere else in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. And our last sponsor is David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay at the Boardwalk, the Yacht and Beach Club, the Wilderness Lodge, the Animal Kingdom, Old Key West, Saratoga, you know them all, guys. Contact David's Vacation Club Rentals at dvcrentals.com. And now on with the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy, Dan. Hey, Dan, pull up a stool.
Hey, Doug, how you doing?
I'm doing very well. We also have our resident beer drinker, John Peters. Pull up a stool, John.
It's kind of early this morning. I got a cup of coffee, so it'll be okay. But good morning, fellas.
Well, we know you with your Irish coffee, buddy. But anyway. And then we're also joined by our very good friend, Judith. How you doing today, Judith?
Hi, guys. How you doing? So good to be here.
Glad to have you on. We're looking forward to having a nice trip report with you today.
Oh, I'm so excited. So excited to be on the show. Just so it's noted, I'm drinking coffee this morning.
That's good.
Coffee's all around. Dan, you iced coffee or hot this morning?
Oh, no. I'm iced 365.
Uh-oh. He don't like the hot toddies.
No, I don't do the hot. Once I got hooked on iced coffee a few years back, I never got off it. I used to switch summer and, in the winter, I'd drink the hot. In the summer, the iced. But I'm iced year-round now.
It was nice to see Judith's our T-shirt model. She shows us running all over the place with our nice WDW Main Street T-shirt. You look better in the T-shirt than the three of us do, Judith.
I don't know.
So, last trip, Judith, where did you stay? Let everybody know where you stayed and how much fun you actually had, because we weren't down there to bother you.
Well, my husband and I went down for an adult-only trip, which was awesome. Our kids are a little bit older. One's in college and one's a junior in high school. So we tend to travel a lot by ourselves, and we have a great time. We stayed first at the Boardwalk and then at the New Poly DVC. And then at the end of our trip, because of the hurricane, we had to book an extra night, oh darn, at the Bay Lake Towers. We ended up having to book a 2-bedroom theme park view. Don't you feel bad for me?
Yeah.
Oh, we feel terrible. Horrible for you.
The horrors. Yeah. I heard it in your voice. We had to book another day. It's terrible.
The only thing was, for DVC members, it was a lot of points, but it was worth it.
Absolutely.
It was one of those once-in-a-lifetime deals. You're never going to rent a 2-bedroom for just the two of you, but yeah. Being the circumstances made you, you enjoyed it.
Yeah, we enjoyed it. It was huge.
Isn't it weird how big, like, that? Like, your normal house doesn't seem that big, even though it's bigger than the 2-bedroom villa.
Yeah.
But when it's just you and your husband, it was like me and Brenda. I told the story about at Hilton Head when they upgraded us to a 2-bedroom grand villa. Mm-hmm. With just the two of us in it, we felt like it was a mansion.
Yeah.
And in retrospect, it's smaller than our own home, but when you're on vacation like that and you have a place that big, it seems weird to have all that space.
It did. It was funny because there was 3 bathrooms, so it was like we each had our own bathroom and then some.
Absolutely. Have you ever done that, Dan, had a 2-bedroom with just you and your wife?
I think we did once, yeah, and it is kind of nice. You can stretch out and plenty of closet space, and, you know, even the little perks like having a washer and dryer right in the unit itself, so you don't have to, you know, lug your laundry around in the duffel bag and go to the, you know, the laundry at the resorts. But you're right. It is smaller than your house, but you're on vacation and used to staying in a hotel room. It's just a different experience.
Yeah.
I think it's also because there's no clutter.
Yeah.
Right.
There's no clutter of your normal life.
There's nothing for me to clean there.
Yeah, it's just
and
very
the kitchen,
nice.
Oh, my goodness. The view of the theme park view is amazing. And I'll tell you once we get to more of the trip report, but we ended up watching the fireworks that night from our room. Amazing. But the kitchen overlooks the whole theme park too. I could have just cooked in the kitchen, really.
Wow.
Oh, that would have been heaven. Yeah, that'd have been nice. Heaven for me and Bren.
Yeah.
We'd have been cooking away. We'd never leave the kitchen.
I know. I almost with that view. Almost cooked on vacation. Almost.
Oh.
That would have ruined you, though. When you got back home, it wouldn't have been the same. You know, you'd be looking for that theme park view, right?
Yeah, there's no theme park view from my kitchen.
No.
Where's Space Mountain at? You'll be making your husband build you a little miniature Space Mountain out in the backyard. Build it or I'm not cooking no more. I'm putting my foot down.
He'll have to get on that.
So you started off at the boardwalk, and how did you like your room over there?
We had a one bedroom. It was awesome. It was awesome. The only thing about it was it was a little bit far from everything, but you know, it's just the two of us, so there's nobody to complain. You know, there's no people that were dragging along with us. We just, you know, did our thing. It was nice. It's really that's the first time my husband's really got a chance to enjoy the boardwalk. We got to walk around a lot and just enjoy all the restaurants there. We actually went to the ESPN Club, which he's been wanting to do for a while. We ended up eating there twice. The food was so good. And I'm not kidding.
I've eaten there one time many years ago. What did you guys end up getting there?
So I think he got a chicken sandwich the first time we ate lunch there. And then I got this tuna salad, and I'm telling you, it was delicious. It was seared tuna. I ended up getting that twice. It was really good. It was cooked just perfectly. It was delicious. So I got that twice.
Now, don't you feel bad about that? You know what I'm saying with this, Dan. Don't you? You love having your old favorites, but you wish you would try something else. But you like it so much, you want to keep eating it. But you feel like you're cheating yourself because you're not getting something else on the menu.
Yeah. I know, but yeah. I mean, it's you know, bar food there, so it's like burgers and, you know, nacho kind of things there, you know, and it's fun. The atmosphere is fun, you know, if you're a sports fan. We were going to try to maybe see a game there, but our game that we want to watch was Thursday night, and that was the night of the storm, so we couldn't really go anywhere.
It's pretty neat the way they have all the TVs set up there. I know one year we were there and the Olympics happened and beyond, and with all the different, you know, TVs, it was great. You know, they had different events going and, you know, different, you know, games or activities going on at the same time. And I've also been in there during, I think it was basketball playoffs, if memory serves me right. It's a very, you know, it's a sports atmosphere. And I got to agree with you. The food that we had, you know, I'd call it bar food, but I'd say it's a notch above that. It's a little bit better than that. But again, everything was cooked perfectly. And I would have no qualms about going there. Again, usually the issue is getting in the place.
Yeah. Well, we went, you know, like I said, I've stayed at the boardwalk before, and I've seen the lines at the door when, you know, during, I think we were there for the Super Bowl one year or something.
Right.
Playoffs anyways. And I remember the lines out the door, but we were just there. We just walked in from our room, you know?
Right.
That was fun. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, we had forgotten one time. We tried to get in there on a Saturday, and us being from the north, we forget how popular college football is. And it was just, we couldn't get near the place. The line was out the door, and there was just no way we were getting in. It must have been, you know, a big day for college football or whatever. But, you know, particularly during the week nights, it's you have a better chance of getting in. But, I'd go there again, absolutely.
Oh, I absolutely would go there. I'm almost craving that tuna now.
John, do you ever go over there? Have you ever been to ESPN Club?
No, we haven't. We have never tried there. I keep meaning to, but yeah, every time we walk by it, it happens to usually be on a Sunday during the NFL games, and it's just not worth the trouble getting in.
Yeah,
so.
it gets busy.
Me and Brenda enjoyed it there, and everybody else, you tend to forget, but Disney actually owns ESPN, so the food actually should be good because it's a Disney-owned restaurant. But with the ESPN logo on it, sometimes you just think of a sports, like a Hooters or an All-Star Cafe. You understand what I'm saying? Like a chain, but it's actually owned by, it's Disney's restaurant. So the food better be good in there, because they're the ones, you know, fitting. They're the ones that their reputation's behind with all the other restaurants on property. So the food's better than what you would think than a normal sports bar is what my opinion is there.
Agreed.
I concur.
So the first day we got there, I actually, we drove from the airport, which we've never done. We usually take the Magical Express. And it was very easy to get my car at the airport, and it was very easy to drive there. So I think we'll probably, usually what we do is we'll take the Magical Express and then rent a car either at the Swan and Dolphin or at the Car Care Center. And I think we might end up driving from the airport. It's pretty easy.
And it was no problems, no hassle.
No.
And it's not, you're not going to get lost trying to find Disney World. It's probably one of the few places in Florida you will find.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Johnny.
I was just going to say, did you take the 417 directly over from the airport?
Yeah, somebody from Twitter, a Twitter friend actually said to me, because I said, you know, how do you get there? And they actually told me to go the 417.
Yeah, that's incredibly easy, and it dead ends right into Disney, basically. You can go to Disney or you can go to I-4, so it's not a whole lot of choices there.
So we got off the plane, we landed about 9 o'clock, we took the early flight, and we were at the boardwalk at about, I don't know, by the time we got 9:55 maybe.
Yeah, that's sweet.
Yeah.
You didn't hit much traffic at all. Yeah. But the one thing I was shocked about the first time I drove down, and I don't know about you, Dan, because you've driven there a few times from Boston yourself.
Right.
Weren't you shocked that there was no signage for Disney World until you get on I-4?
Yeah.
Where 95 meets I-4 is the very first sign that you see.
Yeah, Yes, I did notice that, Doug, and I always thought it was kind of like a reputation thing with Disney, like, we're the biggest, we're the best, we don't need to advertise, because when you drive, you go through the you know, Pedro's signs all the way from, you know, South Carolina and North Carolina.
Yeah, they don't
whatever.
Have to do that.
Right, and Universal advertises quite heavily down in the greater Orlando area, too, but you're right, Doug. They started in recent years, you see some Lanuba signs here and there, but it's very sporadic. Disney, by and large, I don't think they feel they need to waste their money on advertising.
you get a couple. Like, I remember the, I don't know if you guys remember the Tower of Terror one when that first was open. They put the sign up and had them rocking on the sign. The sign actually moved a little bit.
That's still like there, actually.
Exactly. But I'm saying that was one of the first ones I remember from driving down. And there's a couple here and there, but I was shocked because of Pedro and going to other local resorts that the whole way there, you're seeing signage and telling you another 100 miles or not as bad as Pedro. Nothing is worse than south of the border. I mean, I would like to rip every one of those signs down because it makes the trip longer. Because you see 255 miles, 254 miles. It's like,
you actually get to south of the border and you're like, this is it.
It's a flop.
Yeah, horribly disappointing.
I refuse to even go there. I mean, out of principle. It's to that point. Just out of principle, I won't step foot on that property anymore.
Well, I remember we drove from Boston. We live in the Boston area, too. And we drove in January a couple years ago. And so I said, we got to stop at south of the border, take some pictures. And my kids were like, they got out and they're like, really, Mom? This is what we're waiting for? Can we just go to Disney World, please?
The big question I have to ask, Judith, is to get off topic for a second. How do you not have an accent and Dennis does? I mean, you could not tell you're from Boston. And Dennis, the minute I talked to him the first time, I knew he was from Boston. How is that possible? Were you born and raised in Boston or you're a transplant?
I'm a transplant. I grew up in the West.
Okay, there you go. I was just curious how you haven't got... Because my sister-in-law, and I'm stopping at her house on the way out, and she cracks me up because she lives in North Carolina. And she has a cross between a North Carolina and a Jersey accent.
Oh, so she's
it's hysterical. She'll be in the middle of it. You'll be in especially when she comes home for a week. Because she starts off, how y'all doing, and talking like that. And then by the next week, what's up? She's talking like, so she'll go from her southern accent to her Jersey accent all within the same two sentences. It's hysterical. And
it's kind of
me up.
Y'all, y'all guys instead of yous guys, right?
Exactly. She cracks me up. But yeah, I'm shocked you haven't got the accent yet, Judith.
Well, sometimes my kids make fun of me. They say I do have it a little bit. But they don't have it either, and they grew up here, so.
Okay. Dennis, see, it's just you, buddy.
Yeah,
no,
just me.
He's special. He's special.
He is special. He's special D.
I always say, especially when I go down to Disney World, because it took me aback a few times. I'm sure this happens to you, Doug, too. That,
oh, absolutely.
You know, different cast members, or particularly ones that grew up in Florida or whatever, you know, they're, oh, can you say that again? And, you know, I'm like, what do you mean, say what again? I forget what it was, you know. And, oh, I could listen to you talk all day. I don't have an accent. You do. What are you talking about, you know? But it's kind of, it's fun. And that's a great place. It's a good point. If you people watch or listen to people down there, you hear people with all kinds of dialects from all over the world, for that matter. And, you know, I can listen to this somebody from England talk forever. It's just, I don't know. I enjoy hearing it. So if I have an accent and people enjoy it, oh, well. I don't mind giving them a few sentences.
It's so fun to go down there and meet people from all over the world. That's awesome, you know?
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And Dennis enjoys proper English. Proper English.
Proper English.
So where else did you said you ate at a couple places on the boardwalk. Where else did you guys go?
We ate at the Big River Grill, which we haven't eaten there before, and it was good. You know, for the life of me, I can't remember what Tommy had. I did the girl thing. I had a salad again, and it was good. It was good. Oh, he tried their beers, because they are a brewery. So he tried
John's ears just perked up. Go ahead, John. Ask what flavor.
Oh, yeah. I've been there.
And did you like the beer there, John?
I thought it was good. I mean, it wasn't
wonderful,
but yeah, they were pretty tasty for what they were. Yeah, it was a nice flight I had. So.
Yeah. Yeah. He said, I think he basically said the same thing. He was like, it was good. Was it great? No. But, you know, we had a nice time there.
I think the great thing about that location is if you, on a nice night, because we've been down there in January, February, March, in that air time, and like late November, and if you can get outside seating around dinner time when it's dark out,
yeah.
I like the restaurant because the atmosphere is perfect. If you get stuck all the way in the back, it's okay, but it isn't a place that's going to keep making you come back. But if you get that outside seating, I think it's a nice place to go to. That's what adds to the ambiance of it, in my opinion. I don't know what you guys think.
Well, the boardwalk at night is just so much fun. Really is.
Yeah, I always say I wish our boardwalk looked half as good as that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been there a couple of times, and we enjoy it. We generally, I think... Well, once we ate dinner there, and once we ate lunch, but I'd recommend it for lunch. You know, I do remember what I had. The meatloaf is very good. I like their meatloaf, and I keep saying I want to get back there, but based on all these new restaurants that have opened up all over Disney property, I think it's
going
to be difficult to get back there. But Big River Grill, we liked it for, you know, what it was, which, again, it was more... not bar food, but, you know, to your point, Judith, it is a brewery, and I know they have, like, seasonal, they'll brew a batch of, you know, Oktoberfest beer or different, depending on what time of year you're there, they're likely to have a certain beer on draft. But I remember having a beer or two, and I would agree with you guys. It was nothing, you know, mind-blowing, but it was something better than a Bud Light or something like that. If you're in the craft beers, should definitely take a stop by there.
Definitely.
What is also good about the place that I will recommend is the pricing is very reasonable. It isn't that expensive to eat there, and you can get, and you're not getting grab and go, because the way I look at it is you can get a burger there for like 12-13 bucks. You're going to pay the same at Pecos or, you know, anywhere on property, but at least
Pecos,
not anymore. But well, they do have that Tex-Mex burger now, so I'm technically still right.
Okay, all right.
But you know, so, but my point is, for the amount of money here, like the meatloafs, like a meatloaf dinner is like $16.50. So I mean, you'll pay that at one of the counter services on property. I mean, if you want to go and relax, sit down, have a good beer, and have fresh cooked food hot off the grill, I mean, I think it's a nice night out. And you're not going to break the bank, in my opinion. That's what I really like about the place.
Agreed.
You know, I mean, the prices are awesome.
We also ate at We also ate a flying fish, not to...
That's the other end of the spectrum.
It is.
Yeah,
it...
yeah, we kind of jumped on that one.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was amazing. I've always been a fan of that place, and I think the ambience of the new redo is amazing. It's beautiful. You walk in, it's just a stunning restaurant. Very comfortable. Like, you don't feel out of place. The chairs are very comfortable. It's just really warm and inviting. Food, amazing. Amazing. We had scallops. We had a couple appetizers, like a sushi appetizer, delicious. We had a salad, delicious. They used to make their own bread there, and they don't make their own bread there anymore, but it was really good. Service was amazing. What else? I had the scallops. Tommy had, I think he had a steak, and it was really good, too. It's hard to remember everything I ate. Cause
what did he have? The Wagyu filet mignon, or did he have the...
Actually, he did. He had the filet, because I remember the price tag.
I think it's like $49, so it isn't...
But you know what? He said he'd buy
the restaurant is gorgeous.
It's unbelievably gorgeous. I took some pictures, and I'm going to blog about it, but it was stunning, just beautiful.
Now, they just went under a renovation, right? They just reopened not too long ago?
yeah.
In August, they've updated everything then.
Yeah, okay. It was beautiful. I'd like to sit at the chef's table sometime and just sit at the counter and talk to the chefs because they're just amazing.
I'm sorry, Judith.
The top, like, three of my places to eat. Like, I love California Grill. I really love Citrico's, and I love Flying Fish. Those are my three faves. I'm spoiled.
Yeah, you are. Me and Brenda ate there when it under because we haven't been down since the remodel, but we've eaten there before, and the food is incredible. I mean, we've had scallops here the last time, but we had them. There was an appetizer, but it kind of reminds you what this kind of looks like. And then I had the red snapper. Remember the red snapper that was on the menu?
Yes, that was so good.
Yeah, with the potato, it was phenomenal.
That is not on the menu
anymore. I know, and it's sad. But it's just elegant in there, and it's a beautiful restaurant. The view is beautiful out at the lake. It's Crescent Lake. It's just gorgeous there, and I'm glad we kind of review. I mean, those planchard scallops look incredible. Oh. I mean, they're making me hungry just looking at them.
I'm telling you, those are probably the best scallops I've had in a long time. I eat scallops a lot when I go out. I'm usually like the fish person, and like my husband kind of alternates between the beef and the fish.
Now,
and
Judith,
are you a
seafood snob too? And that, you know, being from Boston, you know good seafood. So are you critical of seafood when you travel to Florida or anywhere for that matter?
Yeah, I am a little bit of a snob. We, you know, with all of our, my boys play lacrosse, and we travel a lot with the seafood, and you know, we travel all over the country, and you know, I do try seafood other places, and have been disappointed.
I know what you mean.
Yeah. No. But, you know, I'll eat any. I mean, I love fried seafood, any seafood.
No, I cannot wait to try this again. I definitely won't be trying it on the next trip because my beautiful baby won't be with me. But the next trip, this is high on my list. I'll probably head back there. I mean,
you have to eat there.
I love this restaurant. Dan, it's one of those ones where, like we've said, you can't eat at them all, but eventually you got to get over there. And John, you got to do the same.
Yeah, you got to try.
That's one I've been trying to get there for.
John needs to go to Citrico's too, Mr. Highfalutin.
I don't know if they'd allow me to walk in the door at Citrico's. But
see, yeah, he's pretending again. He's pretending to be a hooligan, but he's not.
What were you going to say about the flying fish, John?
It's one I've been trying to get to for quite a while, and as much as we say it, I mean, I love the beach club and I love the boardwalk because of the convenience factor of getting to Epcot. So that's one that I've been trying to get into for quite a while, and I think we're gonna try again for our June trip of making a reservation out there. Now, Judith, I know it's elegant and it's a little, obviously a little classier than Big River Brewery and stuff like that, but am I going to be okay in a pair of shorts and a collared shirt in there, or do I need slacks and that type of
attire?
Yes,
that's exactly what my husband wore.
Okay. So. then I'll definitely hit it up. So
yeah, that's exactly what.
And what's your thoughts on this place, Dan?
again, it's on my list of a place to go, but haven't been there yet. I don't think, yeah, we did. We ate at one of the Grand Floridian restaurants, and I don't remember which one
Nurkosis?
It was. No, it wasn't that one. It was, is there a grill or a cafe?
The California, yeah, the Grand Floridian Cafe.
Yeah, I think that's the one we ate at years ago, and it was good, as I recall. And, I've you know, Nurkosis gets rave reviews from everyone that I've ever heard that has eaten there. So, yeah I've never, we've fallen behind on the Grand Floridian restaurants. We got to get work them into our itinerary one of these trips.
Yeah, it's fun over there. It is. I've never stayed there, but it's fun over there.
Well, now Judith says she'll accept us over there, and we're allowed over, Dennis. Maybe we can get in there.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what'd you guys head off to next?
So, well, on our first day, we walked over to Epcot again. That's like the boardwalk. Being able to walk to Epcot and Hollywood Studios is so much fun. So we went over to Food and Wine the first day. And you guys are going to be mad at me, but I'm a little disappointed in Food and Wine. I think that a lot of the stuff is pre-made, and it just wasn't as good as I was expecting it to be.
We might be in trouble, Dan.
I know, well, I feel bad. I feel like, you know,
let's try to put
I feel like a Debbie Downer.
No, that's okay, because a lot of people have different experiences. So what day of the week was it that you went, and what time of the day?
Yeah, so we were there on a Monday.
Okay.
And it was not that crowded. We were there, started sampling about noontime. And my favorite thing was the Patagonia, the salmon and the quinoa salad. That was great, as Bob says. And we liked the Caribbean place that used to be, I think last year was Puerto Rico, wasn't it?
I believe you're right.
Yeah.
What it's this, a different like, name this year. Go ahead.
We had this like spicy, I wish I had my little book with me, but we had this spicy like potato, it wasn't a potato cake thing, but it was like meat and like a pastry type thing. That was really good. But like we went to Canada, we had that filet, like so
overdone. Was
that good?
Oh, yeah. Yours was overdone. It would be perfect for me.
No, it was. But the thing about it was, it would have been fine if it had been cooked all the way through, which it was. But it was like kind of leathery, actually. It wasn't good.
She had a bad day, guys.
Yeah.
I mean,
did you?
Go ahead, John.
But on a Monday, you would expect. It's not, I mean, it wasn't, I don't want to say there was nobody there, because there are people there. And we've gone to Food and Wine before a few years in a row. Tommy and I went a couple years ago, just the two of us again, and we had a great time. And we did like a Food and wine tasting thing, and we did a Food and Wine dessert thing. But I was very disappointed in the food booths this year. I really was. But a lot of people have been saying a lot of good things, so I don't want to be the one to say don't do it. I don't know if I would rush there to do it again, honestly.
Was that the one time in your trip that you went, just the one time?
Yeah, we were going to try to do it the next day because we stayed two nights at the boardwalk. But what we ended up doing was I had a mission. I needed to ride Frozen, and I couldn't. I wanted to ride it. So
I don't blame you.
I know. So the next morning we got up really early. We were at the park at Frozen, because we went in International Gateway. We were at Frozen at 8:45, and we got through to watch it. And I thought it was adorable. I think it was so cute. Sorry, Dennis.
No, I love Frozen. I'm plan on seeing it this trip actually as well. I'm looking forward to it.
I'm sorry, Dad. I'm the one that got everybody picking on you. I feel bad. Bob's more the one that's not acceptable. Hey. Dennis has always said he loves Frozen. He don't care if they build a whole park around Frozen. He just didn't want it in World Showcase. It's all Dennis' problem.
It's just the location.
Yeah, but the ride itself is adorable. It is.
Well, if you see John's picture, it's the greatest ride that ever
utterly
was created.
Amazing is my interpretation.
Actually, Dennis,
yes.
I think the trip that we met you was the trip that it was Maelstrom's last year.
Oh, okay.
Year.
then that would have been Epcot's 30th as well, weren't they? No, that didn't happen the same year. Okay, so that was...
Because I remember we went to the Be Our Guest meet, and then we walked over and rode Maelstrom for the last time.
Okay, yeah, I remember that now, so that all makes sense. So that would have been, what, 4 years ago?
I think so.
Yeah.
So let's, that makes sense, because that would have been our 20th wedding anniversary, so that makes sense.
Judith, did you try the scallop at the Wine and Dine Studio, the seared sea scallop with the roasted Brussels sprouts and celery puree?
Yes, and I loved the Brussels sprouts. The scallops were good. They were not my favorite, but they were good. They were good.
The side dishes made that meal, though, right? I mean, that was absolutely fantastic, and I hate both of those vegetables, so it was, I was really excited that I enjoyed them. So.
I know. Well, it's hard to make Brussels sprouts. I mean, I like them, but most people don't. It's hard to make them yummy, and they were good there.
Exactly.
We do them. I do them on the grill.
Yeah.
And what I do is I cook the bacon next to them, and then when I cook the bacon on the grill, I glaze them with the bacon juice.
That sounds like a good
idea.
As
they're cooking on the grill, I cook the bacon on the same pan on the grill.
Yeah.
And then as the bacon's cooking, when it's almost done, we cook them and we let the juice flow onto the Brussels sprouts. And I constantly turn the Brussels sprouts, so it's getting the juices of the bacon from the grill. It's really good.
Well, that's
kind of cheating.
It is, but it's good, man. It's very good.
Bacon. The minute you said bacon, you know it's good.
Yeah, and I'm not one of these guys like Michael Simon that believes bacon should be on everything. But with the Brussels sprouts, it doesn't hurt, let me tell you. And that all came from cheating. I just let them slowly, the juice run over one day, and it became a staple.
That's awesome. Before I forget, Doug, guess who I saw waiting in line?
Who?
I saw Carla from the Chew.
Oh, that's right. You did tweet that to me. And,
Yeah,
that's my wife. She loves Carla. She loves Carla Hall.
Yeah.
That's her favorite. She cracks her up.
I wanted to take a picture, but my husband didn't want to make a scene. He's like, don't do that. She's just riding a ride. But anyway, we saw her.
He should have let you take a picture of her. You let him take the picture of that big fish he caught.
I know, right? Anyway, she was kind of far away. We were getting on Rock and Roller Coaster, and she was far away. They were filming the week we were there, but we didn't see any of the shows.
Well, it figures that if she was at the studio, she'd either be at the Rock and Roller Coaster, the Tower of Terror, the Great Movie Ride, or Toy Story Midway Mania. You got a 1-in-4 shot of seeing her there.
Right. speaking of Hollywood Studios, we went to the, I think it's called the Galactic Spectacular Dessert Party.
Oh, she is highfalutin, isn't she, guys?
Hey, if you can afford it, I would do it too. I mean,
I work hard and I play hard.
Yeah.
There you go. You deserve it.
That.
We're just kidding.
But we had a great time doing that. I don't know if you saw our tweets. Tommy took some selfies with Chewy.
Yeah, I did see that. That was funny.
Yeah.
That was very funny.
It was cute. I don't know if we do that every trip, but that was a lot of fun. It was fun. The stormtroopers. So you're in the launch bay, so you get to walk around with all the characters. And we didn't really eat any of the desserts, but we did sample a few of the cocktails, I will say that. We took pictures with the characters. But then the fun part is, too, the stormtroopers, actually, they were really funny. They march you out to this special place where you get to watch the fireworks, and that was a lot of fun. That was fun.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably part of the value for doing the dessert party. And actually, for the listeners that might want to partake in that, if you don't mind me asking, what did it cost to go to the dessert party?
I knew you were going to ask me that all of a sudden. I think it was $69 a person.
Okay.
That's not bad.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't do it every time. But doing it that night, we had the best cast members. They were hilarious. We had fun sampling the drinks and walking around with all the characters and the stormtroopers. So we had fun doing that. And
well, it was you and your hubbies. You two were just down there together.
Yep.
And it's a special event. It ain't something you're going to do every time, but it's one of those different things that you do on every trip that we try. Me and Brent try to do one thing different, one sit-down restaurant different, one of something different to make every trip unique in itself, if you follow me.
Exactly.
And that's the good thing about trying different things. I mean, you love doing the same things over and over again, but it is nice to have that one different thing, at least you step outside your comfort zone to try, even a new restaurant or something like that.
Exactly. So. Exactly. That was a lot of fun. The other thing was, I surprised Tommy with, he's always wanted to take one of those fishing excursions, so I surprised him with one of those.
Ooh.
And he went out of, since we were, I had originally booked it for Thursday, which is the day that the storm was starting to come in, but I had to change it while I was there to Wednesday, and he went out at 7 a.m. from the yacht club, and he was out there until 11.
Thursday, how to take the boat out?
Yep, he was on one of those pontoon boats.
Okay.
Yeah.
He said he caught over 30 fish.
Wow.
I believe it. We had our buddy on, I don't know if you remember the show, and he actually then retweeted one of the tweets that I sent. I took a picture of and sent it to him. Like I showed him that picture, Judith. Because remember, I don't know if you remember, a couple years ago we had Mike Iaconelli on, the fisherman.
Oh, yeah, and, I remember that.
Yes, and he was telling us the story how when he took them out on Epcot Lagoon there, the guide was saying, "Do you want to catch an 8-pounder over Japan? We'll take you over to Italy and catch another 8-pounder." He said he pulled up to every country. He was catching fish like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah, he said it was unbelievable. And the funny part, too, was so they fished a lot around, like, the boardwalk, like, that whole area.
Crescent Lake.
And the yacht club went over there. And I decided to do my run because I was up. So I like to do that loop around the beach club, you know, down by Hollywood Studios. And I kept, like, running around, and I'd see him catch a fish. It was unbelievable. It was awesome. It was so funny. The guide was saying to him, "Your wife is stalking you." But, he caught an 8-pound bass. And he had a great time. He said, "I want to do this with my boys." Like, next time we go, he wants the boys to do it too. So that was a lot of fun. And we got a DVC discount for it. So it ended up, if you think about it, it's a lot of money. It was about $350, but for 4 hours. And he could have taken up to 5 people on the boat.
That's what I was going to say. It's expensive if you do it yourself.
Yeah.
But if you have 5 guys, like, with me, my brother-in-law, and my godson going down, if the
they
3 of us wanted
that.
To split it, if we had the time, don't tell them.
Okay.
But if we had the time to do it, it wouldn't be that expensive. You're doing it splitting it 3 ways and 5 ways. It's nothing really for that kind of. Where else are you going to go fishing and be guaranteed to catch 30 fish?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That don't happen. I spent 8 hours out on the boat looking at every lure that I had and say, "What the heck is going on here?" That's awesome.
We do a lot of fishing down in Cape Cod every summer, and he's like, I don't remember the last time I caught that many fish down in Cape Cod.
Do either you guys fish, Dennis, John, really much?
I used to years ago. I don't currently.
We just fish for Disney, right, John?
Yeah.
I live on the Withlacoochee River and I have a kayak, so
You do a lot of fishing.
Yeah.
What do you catch there, John?
A lot of bass, brim, catfish. Some crappie.
Nice.
That's about it.
Yeah, fun.
As long as you don't catch an alligator, I'm okay.
I try to avoid them, but not seeing them once in a while. So.
Yeah, it's scary stuff. So where'd you guys head off to next, Judith?
We stayed 2 nights at the boardwalk, and then we moved over to the DVC Polynesian, and we had a lake view. One thing we did do this time, which I don't normally do, is the online check-in. It worked like a charm. Our room was ready at 9:30 at the boardwalk, and our room for the Polynesian was ready about 10-ish, about the same time.
Now, did you miss what me and Dennis talk about, that the experience of checking in? I know it stinks if there's 40 people. Not for me. My wife always, she wants to get the room immediately, and I get it. You know, women, they want to freshen up. Men are, you know, we're okay standing in line stinking after an 8-hour ride. I'm just kidding. But the point of it is I'm happy to be there. I'm geeking out looking around the lobby and all. But did you miss the check-in at all? Me and Den both like that.
I did like online check-in because, like you said, it was so nice. Like, we get there, we have our suitcases. We're able just to drop our bags in our room, and we were, you know, at Epcot that first day at like 11 o'clock.
Nah, that's nice, though.
It was nice, you know, and I feel like I could talk to anybody, so I talked to a lot of cast members anyway, so I kind of was okay with it. In fact, in the Boardwalk cast, both the Boardwalk and the Polynesian cast members are just phenomenal people. You know, they're always saying hi to you as you walk by and stuff, so did I miss that? Not really. I'd rather have my room.
One of the things is, too, you guys, did you keep the rental car all week?
We did. We ended
and that
up
made it a lot easier, too, because you had your luggage with you the whole time. So you didn't have to worry about waiting for your luggage to be transferred or anything like that. Because I know when some of my clients, they'll do split stays, and Disney will transfer your luggage for you. But it's the same thing as Magical Express. You got to wait a little bit sometimes.
Yeah. Yes. So that is nice that you have your luggage with you. And we, you know, we've just gotten used to renting a car. We didn't use the car as much as we normally do because when we're we own at Animal Kingdom and at the Polynesian, and when you're at the Animal Kingdom Lodge, you kind of do need a car, even though I honestly think that the transportation system from Animal Kingdom is amongst the best on property and would recommend using that transportation anytime. The buses there are awesome. But it's nice to have a car there because we always stay at Kidani, and Kidani you can park right under your room, so you don't have to walk so far, you know.
Well, that's nice.
And I actually like staying at Kidani at those farther rooms because that means you have a better view of the Savannah. I always get a Savannah view when I stay there.
Me, I just like it for my workout to keep my girlish figure going, walking well, back and back and forth to get food. So you got anything you want to ask Judith then? I thought I heard you say something. He blanked this out again.
No, I was just going to say that at Kidani, I agree with Judith. The way they have it set up, it's kind of like a stadium. The Kidani Village itself, you know, up above overlooking the Savannah, is like a stadium. And underneath, it's kind of weird because it's all cement. It's totally not unthemed, I guess I'd call it. But it's pretty awesome. Depending on where you're staying, there's plenty of parking. And then you just get in the elevator and you go right up to your room. So the parking there was well thought out. And until you stay there, it's kind of surprising because you pull into this underneath and it's just all cement like any other parking garage would be. But once you get over that and you get in the elevator, it's obviously all themed in the Animal Kingdom decor.
Yeah.
I work in this for this nice lady. She owns a bunch of restaurants. I take care of her house. And hers is kind of designed the same way. You go in the parking lot, then all of a sudden you go below. You go under the ground and you don't see the garage. The houses are built right on top of it. So you're basically, her garage is underneath her house. You park underneath and then you go walking up the steps and it's like her basement, but you don't see the basement at all. But it's a big concrete garage. It's built right under this townhouse community. It's really neat. And that kind of reminds me of Kidani a little bit when we were down there. Same effect.
So then when we moved over to the Poly again, our room was ready. We had our suitcases with us, and we basically was the day that Tommy went on the fishing excursion. We ate lunch at ESPN, then we moved over to our room. We actually sat at the pool for a little while because we were both tired from getting up so early, and just kind of relaxed. We had a great time at the new DVC pool over there, and the cast members were awesome. And then we went to the park and did a little, you know. The nice thing about staying, you know, like the Boardwalk, you're right there at Epcot, and Poly, you're right there at the Magic Kingdom, so you can come and go, you know, ride the monorail, or the DVC rooms at the Poly are right, the Lakeview rooms are steps away from the TTC or the ferry boat, so you're right there, it takes you not even a minute to walk over there. You know, we sat at the pool, then we went to, that night we went to our favorite California Grill.
There you go, Dan.
Yeah.
Yep, I'll be eating there in a couple of nights, actually.
Oh, so excited for you. And for some reason, we seem to get the same cast member every time, and he's just awesome. So he brings us, you know, he'll suggest stuff. And I had the sushi there is unbelievable. We had sushi to start.
Did you get the dragon roll?
Yeah. We had the spicy Kazani roll, which was awesome, just unbelievable. Okay. Like just the right amount of spice. And then we had I had the pork there, which is the risotto they make. I could just have a bowl of the risotto. It's just so good. The guy is so funny because he always brings me like an extra thing of the risotto because he knows I like it so much. You know, it's so funny.
How's the goat cheese polenta on that? Is that good? Or I've never had the pork there.
Oh, unbelievable. Yum.
Okay.
Yum. Yeah, okay. You got to try that. You would like that. It's yummy.
Yeah, you're making me hungry. What did your husband get? Did he get more steak?
He got more steak. He enjoyed it.
He's going to be in trouble like I was at one trip. It sounds like he's having a steak week, like he's craving steak for the week.
Well,
I've been there.
You know what's not fair is we go, right? And he's a big guy, and so he can eat. He actually lost 2.5 pounds, and I gained 3 pounds.
Yeah, that isn't fair.
It's just not fair.
Yeah. Which steak did he get? Did he get the Wagyu beef or did he get the Oak Grill filet?
The filet.
Okay. And which filet do you like better, the one here or the one at the Flying Fish?
You know what? I didn't specifically ask him that. I would say he'd like them about the same.
Okay.
Yeah.
Flavors, but both awesome.
Yeah.
Judith,
yeah.
Have you guys been eating at the Grill, California Grill, for years now, or
yeah.
Is it a new? Okay, so you remember when Yoshi was there, the sushi
yes.
chef? She
yes.
was awesome. I've told yeah. the story many times, but you know, we had many a good night there with her, sitting at the sushi bar, and even when
watching
we didn't
her.
Eat sushi, yeah, she would
yeah.
give us free samples of stuff. Like once we couldn't get a table because we booked the last minute, so we sat at the sushi bar, and my son. Oh. Who's a chef was the only one that actually, you know, ate sushi
it.
And ordered it. But she was telling us all night, "Oh, I'm gonna get you to eat sushi. You're gonna try. You're gonna." And she was giving us these little plates and, you know, just
yeah.
like the California roll and stuff like that. And she was a funny lady, and as you know, she was one of only five sushi chefs in the world at the time. And unfortunately, she retired. But we used to love interacting with her.
Yeah, she was yeah, amazing to watch. Actually, I didn't used to like sushi. I learned to like sushi there. That's
wow.
where I learned to eat it.
Yeah, me and Brent did the same thing. And it wasn't California Grill. It was actually at a couple different places in Disney World. But and no offense or trying to hurt anybody, but we never trusted it. Raw seafood, eating it out. I was always
yeah.
nervous to eat it at the local places. And I know all my buddies would rave about different places around here, and I'd be afraid to do it. And we always said if we were going to try it, it was going to be at Disney World because we trust them.
Yeah.
So that's where we, you know, that's the first time we got sushi too was in Disney World.
Oh,
you were the same way, Dan, right?
Yeah, pretty much. And I agree. I was just going to tease you and say, well, if you trust them, you trust them enough to eat that. What's that kind of sushi where if something goes wrong, it's poisonous or something?
No, I ain't trusting that.
You know that. Don't they have a certain shellfish?
I think there's some kind of tuna
yeah.
or something. Some kind of rare tuna or something
right.
like that.
It's
I
like
know
a,
what you're talking about.
It's like a blowfish kind of
yeah,
fish.
Yeah, yeah,
there
yeah.
it is,
yeah.
yeah.
That's what it is, yeah.
Like
but if they don't
some,
take something
yeah.
out of it, it's poisonous
right.
or something.
Yeah,
well,
don't trust
I'll
them,
pass.
But not that much.
No, I'll pass on that. I don't like it that much.
And then that night we went on. So DVC, because of the 25th year, they're doing all these specials for DVC members. And they did a Wishes Cruise for DVC members. And it's on the Contemporary boat dock. You go down there and they have champagne and chocolate-covered strawberries for you, and then you go out on the cruise, and the cruise was so much fun. I wish I could remember all the history that the guy was talking to us about, but he drives you all around the lagoons there and takes you to different islands, and he showed you, I don't know if you've heard the story about the college program where when they're done, they throw their shoes on that one island.
Yes, the tree. There's a tree that
yeah.
they throw their shoes on. Yep.
Yeah. So he took us out there, and then he took us all around there and showed us, like, the different islands. And there's this Seven Seas Isles or whatever is this group of islands that I guess originally Disney was supposed to build on. Now, I'm not telling the story the way he told it, but it just never came to fruition. But he took us all around there, and then you kind of, you drive around, and it's just fun to see different things. He points different things out, and then you stop in the lagoon and you watch wishes from there, and we would definitely do that again. That was amazing.
Well, I hoped everybody brought a pair, as spare set of shoes. I know. Everybody leaping barefoot that night.
I think I had flip-flops on, so that wouldn't work.
No, there you go.
But we would definitely do that again, especially that was a pretty good price for that cruise, because I think that cruise normally is over $100 per person or something like that. And it was you know, a little pricey, $75 a person. But, you know, we were out for, I don't know, a good hour and a half, almost 2 hours. And then you watch you have an amazing view of Wishes. So that's a lot of fun.
Again, it's a lifetime memory. It's priceless.
Yeah.
Like all that stuff, like, because I know our buddy over at the Mickey Dudes picked on me again for the early parties, our buddy Dave's on their last episode. He goes, maybe we'll get Doug on and he could talk to us about how much he loves these early morning entries, the extra fees. He loves it so much. And I love the stuff you're talking about, Judith. If you want to go do it, it's something special you could do. I don't think it's too much money. I just only get on my high horse when they start taking time away from money that you've already spent.
Yeah.
That's when I think it's wrong. Like, if they did a Wishes where everybody stands on Main Street and you pay $150 for the two of you, and that means I got to leave the park early, then that's a problem. But I love all these extra things because they're all once-in-a-lifetime things. You're not going to do that every trip, but you'll never forget it.
Right.
It's worth it that way.
Yeah.
I'm going to forget every time I get kicked out of the Magic Kingdom because they have 700 Halloween parties now.
Uh-oh. Sorry, guys. I got them going again.
No, you're good. That's what I do, though. Dave got me going. It made me think of him.
Yeah, speaking of that, do you guys do the Halloween party, and did you do it on this trip?
We didn't do it on this trip, only because I couldn't really figure out how to fit it in. I wanted to do one. I wanted to surprise Tommy with the fishing thing, and that was kind of expensive.
Right.
And then I wanted to do these special DVC things. So, but we'll do it again. I've never done the Halloween party. I've done the Christmas party, and I love the Christmas parade. I just think it's amazing.
We're just the opposite. We've done the Halloween party probably a half a dozen times, and we've never been down there over Christmas, so we're polar opposites on that.
And I'm a big Christmas person. I love Christmas, so yeah, we've done the Christmas party, but never the Halloween. That's on our bucket list.
Your living list.
I said it wrong.
No, that's okay.
It seems like we didn't ride rides or anything, but actually when the two of us are down there, we have so much fun on the rides. We love everything. We love Everest. We get up early.
She had to take a jab with the Everest. Did you hear that, guys? She had to take a jab with the Everest.
I did. That was a little dig, guys. Sorry.
It's okay.
I mean, we love Space Mountain. We get up early. We get to the parks. I think we were either at Extra Magic Hours or Rope Drop every morning, and then we still did the nighttime stuff. Like one night, the night we went to California Grill and did the Wishes Cruise, it was Extra Magic Hours at Magic Kingdom, and I knew it was the last week of Main Street Electrical Parade, so I wanted to see that for the last time. So we went to that, rode a couple rides, and then went home and went back to our room and collapsed.
I bet you did.
Yeah,
that was a busy day. So when it's the two of us, we do all these extra special things, but we also do all the rides too. We have a lot of fun.
You know, Judith, that it sounds kind of similar to our story. I don't know if you went through this, but I remember like the first time we went after the kids stopped going, or they were in college or at school or couldn't go or whatever. And we were like, I don't know if we should go, and it's not going to be the same without the kids. I'm here to tell you, we got over that real quick. Now, it is just, it's a different trip, obviously, but we enjoy it so much now that, you know, we don't even, what kids, you know? Of course we miss them, but I mean, we have fun like you're explaining, and it's, you know, adult fun, if you will, and it's so much fun.
We're kind of like, my husband is a huge kid when he gets on Disney property.
Makes two of us.
Yeah, I think we all are.
Don't you? The guys never grow up. The only reason we grow up even a little bit is because of you. Get you guys, Judith. Our wives are what make us grow up. If it wasn't for our wives, we would never grow up. And I think you guys can agree with me on that.
Yeah, we're big babies at heart.
I'm raising boys, and I'm realizing.
My grandfather told me one time when he was like 60 years old or 65, I still remember, I said, Grandpa, what do you think? He goes, son, I got the same thoughts you do, but I just can't do them. He goes, my thoughts have never changed. I'm a 12-year-old. I think I was like 12 or something. He goes, believe me, I'm not that deep. I just can't do it no more. And I never forgot him saying that. And as the older I get, still think I enjoy the – like, I enjoy the same stupid stuff I enjoyed when I was a kid, you know? It's hard to explain, but we never grow up.
Nope.
If it wasn't for women, we'd still be a big old mess.
I do have to say my older son was mad at us. He's away in college. He's in Tennessee at college. And he said, Mom, really? You went to the Polynesian without me? That's not nice.
Well, he'll be going without you someday. He'll be sneaking down with his significant other and having a good time, and then you get mad back at him.
I hope a very long time from now, that I have grandchildren that he can take down there.
There you go.
You'll still be running around the Crescent Lake with the grandchildren chasing you.
Right? Look forward to that, but not for a long time.
right. Yeah, that can wait. But I'm in the same boat. I'm looking forward to grandchildren and reliving that type of trip with, you know, small children or what have you. It'll be different, but I'm looking forward to it in a way.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. But yeah, Tommy and even Tommy, I'm definitely the more of the Disney fanatic than my husband. Not anymore. He came home after that trip and he said, okay, when are we going next? And he is the one that usually says to me, let's just stay in one place, it's easier. Now he's like, well, we could stay two nights here and two nights here and two nights here.
Oh God, he's
he's got the bug.
Yes, he's done. He's going down with the Disney ship now.
Was it his idea for DVC, or was that obviously it was a joint decision, but who was pushing that the most, you or him?
That would be me.
Yeah, that's nice. Actually,
he knows what's fun, and he knows I'm gonna plan fun for him no matter what, and so he went along with it, and now he's not unhappy that he did it.
Right. I was gonna say before when we were talking about the what was that brewery place on the boardwalk for
Big River Brewing Company.
Big River Grill, and I think Doug had said that it was fairly inexpensive for Disney standards, which I would vehemently disagree with that, because we ate there the day that we actually purchased DVC. We had dinner there, or lunch, whatever. Went into the where they had the display center there right next door. They used to have it at the boardwalk. Yeah. They had the rooms. I don't know if you remember that, but they, like they have in Saratoga.
And it's still there.
Oh, okay. All right. Yep. Then, so we went, just on a whim. We said, after dinner, we were just looking around. We said, let's check this out. And, $28,000 later.
That's why you thought it was expensive.
I disagree that it's inexpensive to eat at that expense.
Okay, that was an expensive lunch. Very expensive.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was like, what's he talking about? Now I get it. It cost you a whole 20, it cost you DVC.
Yes, exactly.
That's awesome. Probably the best $28,000 you ever spent then. Right? You have more memories than you could ever have.
Right.
Probably the only check that you've written out in the last 30 years that you haven't regretted.
No, you're right. I looked forward to paying that bill. It's paid off. So now we're really seeing the benefit of it. We're just paying the maintenance fees now.
Yeah, the point is, you don't like writing a check, but at least that's when you write, you're like, I hate it, but it's good.
Right. Yes.
It's not the normal electric or credit card or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yep. I totally agree.
Yep. Yeah, the year we planned a big family trip, because before that I was way too busy. I had little kids and way too busy to travel that much. And so we went to the Polynesian. We stayed at the Polynesian. I did it right the first time, because I knew that if I did it right the first time, he'd go back. Tommy would go back.
Right.
So I planned a 4-day at the Polynesian and 4 days on the Disney, let's see, it was a Disney Wonder.
Uh-huh. Oh, boy.
And we came back from that trip, and I kept saying, oh, we have to do this DVC. That sounds like fun. I kept working on him, and finally. Because I also knew that, and I'm not, that I, once you kind of stay at the Polynesian, you kind of don't want to stay anywhere else.
Uh-oh, a resort snob, too.
A little bit. And that's one of the biggest reasons why we did DVC, was that I knew that I wanted to stay in those little bit nicer resorts. And not that the other ones aren't nice. They're nice. But,
Nothing wrong with that at all.
Yeah, I think we're just the weirdos of all of them, because we've done everything but the Floridian, and for some reason I just love Riverside, and I always will.
I can't wait to stay there. I'm sure I'll stay there at some point.
No, I'm not saying it's better than any others. It's just there's just something about that property, kind of like you with the Poly. It's just at home to me.
Yeah, you know, that's what it is. It's like you have such nice memories of these resorts that it just makes you want to stay there again.
Because there's been times where I've gotten TA specials and different things like that, and there's been times where the Boardwalk and the Animal Kingdom has been cheaper for us than Riverside, because they have a deluxe discount for me. I get different kind of discounts different times, and there's been times where it would be equal to or a little less to stay there or stay at Riverside. My wife always leads back that she wants to stay at Riverside.
Yeah. I think Judith hit it on the head in that it's more the feeling. If you feel at home somewhere, or you have a lot of family memories there, you know, the theming might be irrelevant. You know what I mean? Like you feel connected to that resort, and it has nothing to do with it has better pools or better a better restaurant in the resort. It has
it's the
to do
memories.
With, yep, exactly. So just, I can see why Doug. And us, and I, and a lot of people feel that way when, you know, people say, I'd rather stay here than there. And they might look at you like, what are you, crazy? You wouldn't stay at the Poly? Or you would, you know, no, I prefer this because I remember when my daughter did this, or this happened, or, you know, a memory with your dad, or whatever it might be. So I could totally understand why somebody would have an affection to a certain resort.
The thing of it is, Judith, if you ever get a chance to get over there, and when you finally see the grounds along the Sascoula River, you'll get it, like with the old Southern mansions and all that. It just, there's just something about it. Just, it ain't even about the room; it's the property. Just walking around the property is my little piece of heaven.
Yep,
is what it is.
That's the thing that I love so much about Disney, is all the different places. Like every place you stay has a different, I want to say flavor, but it's like, it sounds weird, but I always say, like, oh, I love the smell at the Contemporary or the Polynesian, or, like, it's just, that sounds weird to say it, but that's really, it's just the ambience of them, and you just, they're different places, you're in different places at each resort, and that's the awesome part of it, you know?
It's weird, like John will tell you, like John just said how much he loves Yacht and Beach Club and Boardwalk area, he loves that area, and with me, like, me and Brent stayed there, we go around there. But it just don't seem home to us. Like, we pull back in the Riverside, it's like, and we get out there, it's just a feeling that kicks in. I can't explain it. I feel like a visitor at the other places where I feel home there. It's just hard to explain. It just really is.
I think that, like, one of the reasons why we bought at the Animal Kingdom is I just love it there. There's just something about that resort that I love.
I love the seclusion. And I think that's why I like Riverside, the seclusion of those two resorts.
Yeah. And it's, you know, I love going out and sitting at the fire and talking to the cast members at night, and they tell their stories about where they live in Africa, or, you know, and I love watching the animals. I love in the morning, I'm sitting there because I'm always the one getting up in the morning. I sit there with my coffee and I hear a little kid scream at the top of their lungs, Mommy,
Dennis?
Look at the giraffes. I love that. That's awesome, you know?
She looked down the hall. It was either me or Dennis screaming, or John. Look! Look!
You know, but just the whole feel of the resort. Like, I love Animal Kingdom a lot. And when I don't go there and I'm at Disney, I feel like, oh, I want to go over there, you know?
I mean, I will say that the Animal Kingdom Lodge and Kandani Village in particular, I mean, it's the one resort, I think, more than the others, although the others have some strong reasons too, but we found ourselves many a day saying, you know what, let's blow off our plans for the day and just hang here and watch the animals and chill, because it's just so beautiful. And you know, when you're on a Disney trip, we all know you got 100 places to be and you want to, you know, see everything and do everything, but that resort just lends itself to just hanging at the resort because there's so much to do, there's so many artifacts to see and people to tell stories. They got a library there with all kinds of memorabilia and different things you can look at, and it really is. Amazing.
Boma Chico and Sanaa, incredible.
Some of the best restaurants on property reside at that resort. So as one of these days, we're going to do at least a long weekend, if not longer, and just we're not even going to go to the parks and just really
just
take
there.
In. Yeah, it would be awesome. I know it would be.
There's at Sanaa, there's this cast member. Excuse me, that I like eating there for dinner, but I really enjoy lunch there because you sit and you watch the animals and the animals actually come up really close. But and I don't know if he still works there. The last time I was there, he wasn't there. His name is Chris, and he knows all about the animals. Like he knows who had babies, and like that sounds silly, but I love that stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, I love hearing about, you know, oh, they brought in another zebra, or the zebras had babies, or he knows all the names of the animals. Like, just those little things that I love about it, you know?
Well, the thing I love about it, before we move on, is, and you guys can attest to it, when you pull up, when you start driving back into there, don't it feel like you're transporting to Africa?
Yeah.
It just seems like you left Florida and went to another continent, and you're there with the way all the shrubbery and the way it's all landscaped. It's like you're in your own little world there.
Yep, but you go through that light right at the corner there, and you head in, and all the grasses change gradually. And
the smell.
Absolutely, it's ridiculous.
Yes.
And then you walk through those doors with me, and I construction. I look at those handcrafted doors that you go through. They're some of the most beautiful. They're huge, and it's so beautiful. Now when the doors open up and you see that the foyer area with that fake bridge, like the rope bridge that goes across and all that stuff. I mean, you can walk across it, but it looks like it's rope, but it's really not. But it's just beautiful. And then you see the wrought iron in the windows. It's just your jaw drop. It's a jaw-dropping resort when you walk through the door.
Agreed.
Now, do you guys touch the shield every time you leave the doors, or do you not do that? I have to touch that stupid shield every time I walk out. So
I'm
crying. So
my mommy told me I can't touch it. Keep your hands off. So what do you guys do next, Judith?
Like I said, we got up. We ate at Captain Cook's on Thursday, the day that the storm was like
brewing.
Yeah, we got up really early. Again, I couldn't get a fast pass for Seven Dwarves, even though I planned it way in advance. So again, we were at Seven Dwarves at like 8:45. And the park opened like right at 9. And you know, we just like stayed in line. I think we waited like maybe 20 minutes, not even, and rode it.
It's not bad.
And we rode all the rides. That day, so it was raining off and on because the storm was coming in, and we were kind of getting panicky. I woke up that morning like, oh, what are we going to do about our flight? We were supposed to leave on Saturday. So I called American, and they were awesome about getting me a new flight. They just changed our flight to Sunday just in case. And then, so that day, while we're at the Magic Kingdom, like, walking around, we went to Gaston's Tavern and got one of those huge cinnamon rolls. And we sat there, and I tried to get through to DVC. Now, I couldn't get through to DVC because there was so many people trying to get through. So we were worried, like, because we needed an extra night there. And so what I did was I called my guide. His name's Todd Bearden. He's always awesome. I always say hi to him when we're there. But I called him, and I said, Todd, we need an extra night to stay, but I can't get through. You literally couldn't get through. It would just be a busy signal. I've never had that, but I'm sure
there's a lot of other people calling home. It was probably just the lines down, period, a lot of that case, too.
Yeah, so he actually said to me, let me put you through. I'll put you through. So we did, and again, I couldn't get through it. But he said to me, if you can't get through, call me back, and I will get you in. what I'll do is I'll wait online until I get through, and then I'll call you back. So wow. He did that for me, and that was so nice, you know.
Yeah, it is awesome for him to
great
yeah.
guy.
Do that.
Yeah, he is just the nicest man. And we ended up picking, there was something in Animal Kingdom. I forget all the, there were rooms. It wasn't like there wasn't any rooms, but I'm like, and then there was Bay Lake Towers, and I thought, oh, okay. And it was a two bedroom. So we spent a lot of points on that, but it was a lot of fun. Anyway, so I got
because of the storm,
hand,
they didn't give
the
you
DVC.
Any, with the storm and all, they didn't give you guys any discount or anything like that.
No, but you know what? I have to be honest. Like, I don't think, maybe if I had asked, but I didn't really ask. You know what I mean?
No, I hear you. I didn't know if they offer because you had to stay. You had no choice. You know, because there was no flights out. You were basically stuck there. It was either you rent a room or you sleep in your car, and you didn't want to sleep in the car. So
right,
you had to use. So,
exactly.
And I think I would have chose, and as much as we just waxed poetically about the Animal Kingdom Lodge, I think with a hurricane coming through, I'd feel better being at Contemporary, because I wouldn't want to see any of the animals outside. I think that resort with the storm going through, I think seeing all that tree, the shrubbery, the foliage, I think it would look 10 times more daunting at the Animal Kingdom Lodge than it would at the Contemporary, if that makes sense to you guys.
Yeah, I mean, we were at the Poly during the real storm, so, because by the time Saturday, the storm was really over.
You know? But I'd have been scared more at the Animal Kingdom. It just would have looked worse with all the trees and stuff around, probably blowing and everything like that, compared to the other resorts. It probably looked a lot worse there.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe it's me, but do you get what I'm saying with that, Dan?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, the Contemporary is a giant slab of concrete, so
exactly.
You can't be any safer than that.
Yeah, with the thatched roof, which I know it's not going anywhere, but just a straw roof concrete. I choose concrete. It's just what I'm saying. So of all God, Judith, I'm sorry.
So what we ended up doing is, like I said, we got up really early. We were at the Magic Kingdom well before rope drop, rode Seven Dwarves, came back to the resort, ate at Captain Cook's. By the time we came back, it was about 1 o'clock. They were starting to talk about closure of the park, and I was hearing it on, social media, and there was a bunch of messages in our room phone that when we did finally go back to our room, we heard it on the room message machine. But so then they were saying, you know, you need to stand in line for the box lunches. So, of course, I stood in line. I think I stood in line almost 45 minutes for the box lunch, and we got extra, you know, I got extra treats, cupcakes and, you know, stuff in case, because we at that point we knew that they were going to close at 5 o'clock in Magic Kingdom, and then, or the whole park, sorry, not just Magic Kingdom, but they were going to close at 5 o'clock, and that we were supposed to stay in our rooms all day Friday. And then I checked on our Kona. We had a reservation for Kona that night, and they said, yes, your reservation, you still have a reservation, but we will have a limited menu. So we went to Kona that night. We did have an interaction with a cast member who was not so magical at the bar at the Tambu Lounge while we were waiting, but I won't really dwell on it.
I'm sure, though, a lot of them, like I said, that me and Den talked off the air and John, I think a lot of it had to do with the closure and everything else, too.
Yeah. No.
There's family members that live throughout everywhere in Florida.
Yeah,
and
no, I totally get that.
In their minds, I'm not saying they were you're picking on them or anything. My point is their minds probably wasn't in wanting. The last place I want to be is at work with my wife and family or friends at home, you know? So
Totally got that. We didn't make a big deal about it. I mean, I'm a nurse, so sometimes, you know, during the storms out here, you know, we have to stay at the hospital for a few days when a big storm comes in, you know?
Mm-hmm. And there's times probably where you're stressed more at that time than you are at others because you're worried about what's going on at home and stuff like that.
Exactly. But our Kona dinner was awesome. I had that glazed salmon, which I like, and Tommy got the lo mein. The only thing we should have done in preparation for the storm was the box lunch was Tommy ate it and he said, oh, this is fine. But it wasn't that good. We should have ordered double dinners from Kona and then we could have had it the next day. You know, honestly, that's what we should have done.
Well, but you anyways. The positive thing is Flying Fish, California Grill, Kona, Big River. I think you ate pretty good for the week. You could deal with one box lunch.
We did. Yep, I know. I'm spoiled.
Yeah, so, but I think you did pretty good. What was your favorite meal of the week?
I don't know.
Come on, you got to know. Come on. What did you think of first? What did you think of first? What came to mind first?
What's that?
What came to your mind first when I said what was the best meal?
Probably Flying Fish, but only because it was brand new. But
it had to be good too. So
I'll rate ESPN up there. I will.
Oh, okay. I forgot ESPN. You liked that that salad, much so, that tuna salad.
I did. I liked that. It was really good.
Yeah.
Hey, Judith. Staying at the Polynesian, let me ask you, how long does it take you to say aloha back to the cast members? Do you jump into it right away? I found myself still on the third day of staying there, still going good morning when they said aloha to me. I just couldn't get into it, so I had to try again. So.
They're very friendly there, aren't they?
Yes, they are. I'm just not used to saying that. So.
Yeah. Friday was the day of the storm, so... We stayed in. We were safe. We had power. We watched TV. We read our books. And then about noontime, we started seeing people going out. And the Polynesian kept updating our phone every few minutes about whatever the storm was and opening and all that. And so we ventured over to the Grand Ceremonial House about noontime. And Ohana was basically open all day for like a buffet all day. So we had like, you know, brunch type stuff there.
And how was that good?
It was decent. It was good. It wasn't the normal Ohana's, but that's...
It wasn't ESPN Club or anything, but it was good.
It was good. It was the only thing... I was a little disappointed. We did, on Friday night, we had... You know, our ADRs, you plan... Ohana's is one of those places that you have to get at 180 days or you don't get it. And I booked it for that Friday night. And the bread pudding was good, but it wasn't its normal good.
Okay.
I could just sit at Ohana's or sit at the Tambu Lounge and have bread pudding and coffee, and I'd be set for the day.
Well, with the storm and all, they might have had somebody else make it.
Yeah, yep. But it was
probably
good.
What happened.
The cast members were phenomenal during the storm. They were so nice, and it was awesome.
Yeah, probably the sous chef made it, not the head chef.
you know, Doug, we didn't work that Friday, so I'm pretty sure that probably half of the deliveries out to Disney didn't get made that Friday, so whatever they were using might have been the days before stuff or something like that, because
they
probably didn't have fresh produce and stuff. So
but it was
so
it
it's
was
John's
good and
fault.
Fine. We were John, safe. We were together. It was fine.
We get to blame you, John. You should be weathering the storm, fight through the storm, and get the fresh food to Disney for Judith. So, all in all, it sounds like you had a wonderful trip, Judith.
Oh, my goodness. We had the best trip ever. But Tommy will say, I say that every trip.
Well, that's a good thing. If it keeps getting better, it's a good thing.
Yep.
Speaking of that, so when's your next trip? You must have at least one planned.
I would like to run Princess, but I have to talk to a certain person about that.
Okay.
Well, we'll have to get you back on again, Judith, maybe we'll do a whole run Disney we talk to you about, because we've never really interviewed anybody about all the runs and different marathons. So maybe we'll go over, we'll get you on again. We'll talk about all your different marathons that you've run down there and how much you enjoy them.
I would love to. That would be fun.
So this was a lot of fun. Judith, tell everybody how they can find you if you want them to find you over on Twitter.
Okay, so I'm on Twitter at JLMomRN. You can also find me, I'm on Facebook, Judith Lee, and you can also find me on the Fan Zone. I'm a writer at the Fan Zone, www.fanzone.com.
Yeah, that's right. I have popped over there and read a few of your articles. I forget about that sometimes.
Yeah, it's fun. There's a lot of nice people over there, too.
So yeah, we'll have to. I'll keep. Yeah, because I used to retweet you all the time, and then all of a sudden I stopped. So I apologize.
No, no.
That's Dennis's fault.
No.
Dennis is the chief general of our social media.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. I gotta throw somebody under the bus. Can't blame John. He ain't running our Twitter account, so. Maybe soon I'll be able to blame you. But, Judith, this has been a lot of fun. We really appreciate you coming on. We appreciate you being such a wonderful friend of the show.
Well, and, I love you guys, and I appreciate your time today. I had a lot of fun. I love listening to you during my runs and all my mom taxi stuff. So thanks for all the things you guys do.
Well, we appreciate it. We're just glad we got one person listening to us, right, Dan?
There you go.
See,
tell your friends.
The problem is all the people listening to us, they keep bringing on the show. Pretty soon we're not going to have any listeners. We're just going to have all members of the show. Right, John? We brought you on. Dennis was I brought him on. Now I got all my listeners on here. So I had all four of them on today. Oh, I forgot. We have Bob. Bob wasn't on today. So four of the five we had on today.
And he had Carmen last week. So
exactly. I forgot Carmen. So four of the six. See, they keep popping up. No, but this has been a lot of fun. Thanks.
Thank you. Keep
the running up. We'll make sure to keep mentioning you so you hear us on your run. And we will talk to you guys real soon.
Take care.
Bye-bye, Judith.
Bye-bye.
Nice to talk to you, Judith.
Well, guys, that's going to be it. Me and Dan's going to hop off our stools, pay our tab, and get on out of here. This show is brought to you by our fine sponsors, American Tourist Travel. For all your travel needs, contact American Tourist Travel at 856-227-9200. If you need a nice home in the Central Florida area to go visit Disney, Universal, or any of the fine amusement parks, and you want to stay outside the parks, contact the Elite Vacation Homes at 888-510-6679. They have a home to fit any size family. If you need a scooter in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at 855-939-7266. And if you want to rent a vacation club on Disney property, contact David's Vacation Club Rentals at 800-610-5791. And you can also find all of our fine sponsors at our website at www.magicalmainstreetmemories.com. And please, guys, go give us a review over on iTunes. That's going to be it. Thanks again, and thanks for listening. We will see you next time. Bye-bye.